You're listening to the Paperback Podcast, the go-to podcast for aspiring and ambitious authors wanting to learn about all the things book writing, publishing, marketing, and more. I'm your host, Pagan Malcolm, and I'm a business coach specializing in helping authors to understand the business side of publishing and create a lifestyle that supports your authorly goals. If you're tired of struggling on your author journey, done with the rules of the industry, and you're ready to do things your way, then stick around because in this space, we are all about taking the unconventional, wildly successful, and fully aligned path to help you achieve success in authorship. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Paperback Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about high-level coaching, investing high ticket, and making bold moves in your author business. And I especially felt that I wanted to talk about this because I just feel like I've learned so much over the past 5 years when it comes to investing in yourself and seeing patterns around other people investing in themselves or choosing not to invest in themselves. I see so many posts every day around people saying that they want something, but they can't afford it, and so they're not going to go after that thing. And I just have a lot to say on the topic. So the first thing I want to really dive into is what high-level coaching is and what it isn't, and why it's priced the way it is. So like high-level support, especially coaching, right? A lot of authors who aren't familiar with the coaching industry, who have never been coached, who don't work with coaches, really misunderstand what coaching is supposed to be. And they know it's support, but they really don't understand what it means by support. And I think a lot of them think, oh, it's just knowledge. It's just getting on a call for 30 minutes and asking a few quick questions or getting some tips around the publishing process. And of course, you wouldn't pay high four figures or even five figures to hire a coach or a mentor if you expected to get that from it, right? Because, I mean, I would never pay that for that. Like, it's not that kind of support where it's so low level and it's so close to something that you could Google, right? The whole point of coaching is that, well, in my opinion, a big part of coaching is that you're not meant to be able to Google it, right? If you can Google it, you're not asking the right coaching questions when you hire a coach. Because to me, like, when I was trying to grow my business in the early days and I felt like I needed some help figuring out the basics, yes, it made sense to invest in some courses and maybe some low ticket masterminds or group programs. And I did a lot of that and I bought a lot of classes and I really used that to learn the strategy and the foundations, right? Which of course helped me to kind of get off the ground and it helped me to feel confident in what I was doing to get off the ground and really understand where I was putting my time and energy. So yes, that part is essential and important, but strategy is really only 20% of the equation. And the other 80% is stuff that you can only get from a high ticket container. And that's why coaching is so high priced, because you're not just getting strategy from it. When I went ahead and hired my first one-on-one coach and paid her $10,000 paid in full, I wasn't hiring her so that she could teach me strategy. What happened was I actually had a bundle from her, which taught me, it did a lot of money mindset work and it did a lot of strategy work and it taught me about what a sales process was. And I found that to be immensely helpful from a strategy standpoint. And yes, it helped me land a painful $4,000 client right afterwards after implementing from that. But I didn't hire her thinking, oh, she's going to teach me more strategy, because that was essentially the foundations. That was everything I really needed to know for, like, just I had already invested a lot in myself at that point. So like, while there was more strategy that I got from working with her, that really was, again, only 20% of what I really got working from her. What I got working from her was that deep dive, personalized support in my business. And I want to explain what the difference is, right? And so with coaching, yes, it's strategy, but it's also mindset. It's implementation. It's understanding your thoughts and habits and actions and obstacles. And it's helping you to go through each one. Because the thing about investing in something low level is that, like I said, it's going to give you the strategy and foundations. It's going to help you develop habits and it's going to be less access. You're not going to get that personalized aspect of the support. And if you do, it's going to be pretty hands-off. It's going to be pretty basic and bare minimum. And it's going to be broadly applicable to everyone in the container because you're not paying a high enough price point to really get that personalized support. And so you're going to be sharing the knowledge with a bunch of other people, which means it has to be applicable to a lot of people, right? Especially if it's like a masterclass and you've got maybe a 30-minute Q&A session at the end. There's no way you're going to be able to treat that like a personalized one-on-one container and get heaps of support around it. And the other thing about these low-level investments, especially the self-paced stuff, the stuff that's like only 1 hour long, is that you really are not doing anyone a service, especially yourself, if you're trying to squeeze 6 or 12 months of business support out of that 1 hour or out of that one course, especially because not every obstacle or thought pattern you have or belief that you develop is going to come up as a problem or as an obstacle in an hour of hiring someone and getting support with them, or in like a self-paced course where it might take you a few weeks to go for it. Or even if you do invest in a mini mind or like a short mastermind or group container, it's not going to happen in the first 12 weeks of you hiring someone. That high ticket support and the fact that it's an ongoing long-term container and a long-term commitment means that as things come up, as you do grow, as you do implement and you get feedback and data around what you're doing, and you encounter things that are blocking you from continuing to grow along the way, whether it be mindset or it be like an actual strategy problem, as those things come up, you're going to be able to get that deep dive personalized support to move through it quickly and to move through it specifically to what is going on with you, rather than having to like, you know, invest in something and get this information and then try to adapt and apply it to your situation and then move through it on your own. That's like four more steps that you've got to take. And of course, it's going to take longer. And of course, it's going to be more difficult, right? And so high-level support, and when I say high-level, I am really referring to like masterminds or six-month programs or 12-month programs, and especially one-on-one coaching, right? High-level direct access stuff is really mindset. It's implementation. It's trust. It's really developing trust in what you're doing and trusting yourself to make those big, bold moves. It's energy. It's really being able to master your energy around things and master you being able to show up for things. It's around capacity. It's around expansion. It's having the direct access and the personalization and going deep instead of wide with the impact and the transformation of what is being applied, right? And so a great example that I can give you here with this is when we did the paperback pass. And I know I've talked about the paperback pass on a previous episode in this podcast. So if you've listened to that episode, I basically talked about how it was this brilliant download that came through during a time when I was learning to trust myself in my business and not rely on coaches and support to solve my business problems. And when the paperback pass came through, it felt really right. And I launched it and I had my first 10K month. And at the time, I thought that was going to be my new offer and that was going to be my go-to offer. And that was the plan. And then a few months into it, we realized that it wasn't getting results the way I wanted it to. So it wasn't bad in a sense that people in the container were still happy. They were still happy to have all the content and to have some access to me. They actually had a lot more access to me than they were using. So a lot of them are using Voxer at the moment to have access to me, and that's all they're using. And the thing is that what I noticed from having worked with private clients in the past and what has gotten them results so quickly, like I'm talking in a year, being able to release their books and release best-selling books in a year, being able to quit their jobs in a year. These are real results my clients have gotten. Being able to be sold out in bookstores, to hit their pre-order goals in less than a year. These are real results, right? And I know that it came from people who have worked with me in a one-on-one capacity in that high-touch situation. But the key is that there was structure to the container and they were showing up to one-on-one calls regularly and going deep in the support and asking really good questions on the coaching calls. So the fact that people in the paperback pass, it was meant to be self-paced and it was a great idea in a sense that they would get all this content that they could work through on their own, that they could implement in their own time, that would take them right through the offshore journey, which is a long one. So I expected that they would take their time with it. The problem was that without that structure and without that that requirement to show up to one-on-one calls, no one ever did. Right. And so they weren't getting fast results. They weren't. It's not that they weren't getting results, but it was happening very slowly and it was happening. I know it could have been happening faster for them. I know they could have been showing up in a bigger way. And so I decided that that was not the best fit for clients moving forward, that I didn't want that to be my go-to offer because I knew that it was possible for people to move faster and to get bigger results with that guidance behind them. Right. And so we scrapped the paperback pass. And especially shows that how much I actually care about my clients and getting the results, because that was my most profitable offer. And I absolutely could have kept selling it knowing that it was getting such like giving me a great result, right? But I didn't care about it for the money. I wanted people to actually get results from the space and they weren't. So I decided to shut it down, right? So the point I'm trying to get across with the paperback pass in this whole introduction is that knowledge is not enough, right? The paperback pass was knowledge-based. It was all my programs, all my courses, all my content, all the self-paced stuff given to them all at once that they could work for on their own, that required them to be self-motivated, to be organized, to be able to pick through the information. It wasn't like they couldn't come to me and say, what should I start with? Here's where I am. I absolutely had the Voxer support and the one-on-one calls for that reason and the group for that reason for them to do that. But it required them to be motivated enough to actually come and ask me and to work through the stuff and carve out time to do it, which they were not doing, right? And that's why knowledge is not enough. It can sometimes overwhelm people. It can be too much, or it can be too scattered, or it can just be hard to piece together on your own. And the truth is that the biggest problems I see in this industry are from mindset and implementation, because there is strategy and there is knowledge everywhere. It is taught everywhere. It is in so much free content. It is in so much value content. And the simple fact is that if knowledge were enough, everyone would be getting rich already off of the free content that is already available. And the fact is that they are not, and they are not implementing it. They are not seeing results because they are letting their mindset get in the way of them showing up. That is why those are the two big things that I really stand out in a high ticket container as things that we work through and solve together. And that's why they are so powerful. That is why they get results. That is why they are worth what they are, right? And something I want to talk about in a second, I'm going to jump for a little bit and talk about a few other things here. But when you're actually investing in yourself and you're paying that amount of money to be in a container where you're expecting to get that kind of help and support, and you are committing to showing up for yourself in that way, it changes everything. Like, having skin in the game changes everything in the way that you are going to do that, right? If you're going to pay that much for something, for anything, for any kind of support, of course you're not going to waste it. Of course you're not going to be like, oh, I have these coaching calls, but I'm just not going to show up for them, right? Of course you're going to use everything in there and really commit to it, to getting the results. Because the other problem I see with this is that the information is available, the knowledge and the value is available, but people, because it's available, because they don't have to commit anything to show up and do it, they constantly talk themselves out of it. They constantly say, I don't feel like it, or I don't know how to execute this, or I just don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just not going to do it at all. I'm not going to make a plan. I'm not going to try and execute it. I'm not going to commit to building habits around it. They just don't do that. They don't work through their mindset blocks. They don't work through the implementation part. And so that is why when you actually pay money to be in a space where you're committing to doing that stuff and you're going to get the support around you that's going to help you to do that stuff, it's a total game changer, right? And the other part of it that makes it so valuable is the fact that you get access to me. And I really want to paint this picture for you, right? Like I said, I didn't hire my coach to be like, oh, I just want you to teach me strategy all day. I hired her because I was at a point in my business where taking all the courses and the masterclasses was just not enough anymore. And even being in a group setting where the information still had to be broadly applied to me and like 10 other women was not enough for me. I wanted to go personalized and deep, and I wanted to be able to access a coach, just me, just have that private space and say, this thing is happening for me. How would you approach it? What are your beliefs around it? What do you think about it? What can I do with it? Like, and really get those personalized feedback answers from someone who has not only been there before, but works through that every day in their own business. And usually it's the kind of stuff that you can't really Google. Like, for example, when I was going through that heck of a crap storm in January where all the things went wrong and it was the middle of two big launches, obviously I couldn't Google like how to get your energy back up and have a really successful launch when everything is falling apart in your life and you have, you've lost your Amazon account and all this stuff. Like, that was way too specific, right? I really, at that time, craved to be in a container where I could go to a coach and say, hey, all this stuff is happening. I'm feeling really low vibration, really low energy. I don't know how to navigate it. I don't know how to get myself back up off the ground. I don't know how to make sure that these launches are really successful. What would you do? What is some mindset stuff I can do? What are some ways I can approach this and think about it, right? Because them having been through those situations would be able to guide me way better than some Google post that I found on the internet that would have been very broad and non-specific to my situation. The context matters, right? Me being able to share the specifics of what's going on in the situation matters. If I'm dealing with a client and they're having a specific problem or issue and I want to be able to say, how would I approach this? This thing is happening and that thing is happening and there's this to consider. It's like, it's not something you can Google, right? And so that is another reason why it's so worth the price point, because you get to have it specific to you and what's going on with you. It's not about just asking me a million publishing questions that you could go and Google by yourself. And like, that's why I have my courses and that's why I have them structured the way they are, because I know that if you're going to ask me those questions, I'm going to say, go watch this module. I explain everything in there. I don't have to reteach it to you again here, but that's where you should go to get the answer instead of you having to search for 5 hours on the internet trying to find the answer, because it's in that module and I know that for a fact, right? So these high-level containers are more potent because of what's actually going on inside of them, and it's so much more than the strategy side of things, right? What I see to be the biggest things that keep people stuck, once they have a strategy that is down and working and it's generating money and it's giving them the foundations to work with and run with, and they're not tweaking and changing and pivoting it every 5 minutes. Once they have that strategy, the thing that usually keeps you stuck is mindset, is doubt, is inability to implement consistently, is inability to receive money and actually hold it, right? Inability to make power CEO moves and decisions based on where you want to be, because there's fear keeping you stuck, or there's fears coming up around the things that are going on. There's lots of like just things that you have to navigate that's going to be really unfamiliar, really uncomfortable, that you need support around to be able to get there, right? And so the thing about my coaching and my one-on-one especially is that it's priced ridiculously low compared to industry standards. It is a low four-figure investment, and authors still balk at that and go, oh my God, that's way too expensive. You're insane, right? But the fact is that if you break that down, if you break down the fact that it's 6 months of support, it's high-level support, you're getting years worth of knowledge and trainings that I've already cultivated that have been done in real time as I've gone through real situations. You're getting my years of like just having experience with the things that you're now going through and being able to speak from where I was and how I dealt with it. And I'm going to be able to apply it to your specific business and help you do it in significantly less time, which like many of my clients have already done. I have proof that people have been able to do things in 1 year that took me 3 years, right? When you factor all of that in and you look at the fact that to pay for 6 months of support is like $750 a month. And if you're really, really looking at that, right, and you're factoring in the time commitment and the energy I have to bring to the coaching container and all the, you know, the experience and all the stuff that you get included, that's very reasonable. That is incredibly reasonable. That is similar to what you would pay a social media manager to put in time and effort for you to do social media for a month, right? That is like a really, really reasonable ask. And the other thing about this is that if you look at what other business coaches are charging in the industry and the fact that it's not tailored to authorship, and they're going to, what I know from having been through this myself and having trouble finding mentors that really understand what I'm going through and the struggles of my specific clients and my industry and, you know, just all that stuff, is that a lot of business coaches who charge twice as much, three times as much for their coaching, while they are very good at what they do, they cannot actually help me. And that means they cannot actually help you, right? They just do not have the background or the experience of having been in our industry to understand how it works and how people think and what's going on and what publishing is actually like and the do's and don'ts of how to do it. Like, there's so many social media people out there who teach it so broadly and it doesn't work for authors. And then I've had so many authors come to me and say, I got this like random prompt board from someone or this random course from someone, and it taught me all the social media stuff, but the prompts and the content was way too generic. It doesn't work. It doesn't convert for readers. And that's because they're teaching service-based people mostly, which means that their mindset and their perspective is all, and their background and experience is all based in helping service-based people. We are in an entertainment industry, so our audience is different, which means our content has to be tweaked to be different. I know that because I've been through it and I've had to work that out for myself and adapt frameworks and processes for myself and test them out that now work for my clients. I've done that from scratch because I've had to sit there and learn it for myself and lead and do it first. And I have not like been able to find coaches that have been able to help me solve that problem and get there faster. The coaches that I have hired to help me have helped me with other aspects of my business. But even then, there has not been a true ideal fit coach that I've come across yet that has really understood my industry. And I don't think one of them actually exists. I think I am actually the one who has to go first and figure it out for myself, which means that I'm doing the hard work that you guys don't have to do. And I'm still charging less than most business coaches do who have, you know, experience and background and obviously, you know, do all this stuff. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be charging higher. That's my point. Like, they are absolutely able to charge higher, but they're not going to be able to help you the way that I will be able to help you, is what I'm getting across. And I know that because I've been there and I've hired them and I've tried it, right? And so the fact that people still balk at my coaching prices is kind of insane. Like, they think it's insane. I think it's insane. And I want to go on to explain that a little bit. So some of the most common things I see on the internet from new authors starting out, or I just hear as objections when people are interested in working with me, or like even just stuff I see with clients that happen when they're trying to invest themselves in a different area, for example. Like, I've heard stuff along the lines of, oh, I'm trying to run ads, but I can't keep investing in ads if they don't start converting soon because I'm not making my money back, right? Or them saying, like, I can't hire a social media manager right now because I'm not making enough from my books. Or them saying, I just spent all this money on producing my books, so now I can't afford to invest on learning the strategy or buying a course that will help me actually sell the book, because then I'd be spending too much, right? Or they might say, oh, I just can't justify or see myself investing this much on a coach or support in general at the moment because I'm just not there yet. I'm just not making that much yet, right? And like, logically, yes, I get where you're coming from and this makes sense. And I know I've been there before. This is just not the mindset I've ever had with my books and brand, right? Like, the day I decided to start publishing, I knew I was gonna hire an editor, and I looked and I found an editor that I thought would be good. I didn't blink an eye to spend $3,000 on this editor. I just went ahead and did it, right? And the thing is, I could have easily said, like, looked at that and gone, well, I can't hire this editor for $3,000 because I haven't sold any books yet. But how am I supposed to sell books if I don't have a book to sell, right? How am I supposed to market my books if I don't have the strategy to market the books, right? Like, it just doesn't make sense. And the thing is that, like I said, like, this is just the mindset I've had, is I don't see things in terms of like, am I going to make an ROI on it? I see things in terms of, this is what I desire to have in my business. This is what I desire to feel support around. This is what I desire my books to be quality. This is what I desire for my books to be a good reading experience for people. And I know that all those things will result in sales and long-term success for me, even if it doesn't happen in the first 5 years, even if I don't see an immediate ROI. It's not about that for me. It's about me wanting to build a brand that's going to be around for a really long time and knowing the steps I need to take to be there and get there. And so if you're looking at things from a standpoint of, oh, you know, I can't afford it and I don't know how to make this work and, oh, I just can't do that right now, it's too scary. If you're looking at things even from a standpoint of, I want to invest and I desire to have support and I know I need it to get to my next level, but I don't think I can afford to invest ongoing, so I'm just going to do this one masterclass, or I'm just going to do this one mastermind and then I'm never going to invest again and I'm just going to hope it's going to be enough, right? All those things are really bad mindset points to be looking at things from and really bad places to invest from. And the thing is that, and I hope this is becoming clear as we're talking about it, but investing in high-level support that is meant to take you to an entirely new level, that is meant to help you grow and expand, is not meant to actually feel easy. It's not actually meant to feel comfortable. And I think that a lot of authors want things to be comfortable. I see this to be one of the biggest things that holds them back in general, not even from an investment standpoint, but from a standpoint of like, they want to be successful, they want to have books, but they weren't expecting it to be so much work and time and energy to get things off the ground. And they're just not prepared to put in that work because it's uncomfortable, right? And I think, like, right off the bat, if that's where you're coming from, that is a whole lot of problem you need to work on first. But that really does inform why investing alone is also a big issue and a big obstacle for you, because you just have such resistance to doing hard things, right? And getting uncomfortable and getting outside your comfort zone, which means you're never going to grow. What I will say is that what will make it feel easier, and I'm not saying it will solve the problem, I'm not saying that this is going to be the thing that changes everything, but what will make it feel a bit easier is investing from a place where you feel confident, clear, and committed. And so let me paint a picture for you, right? If you were already making $5,000 a month from your books or your business, or, you know, a combination of things that relate to your author brand, Then investing in ads, like whether you're investing $50, $100, maybe $500 a month into ads, whatever you want to invest, that would be a no-brainer, right? Because you're making plenty. You're making enough for that to feel like that just makes sense, right? Logically, that makes sense. Same thing with hiring a coach or a social media manager. Let's say you decided to do that on a payment plan or they have a monthly payment option and it was $1,000 a month and you're guaranteed making $5,000 a month. That would make sense. It would be like, yeah, that might feel like a bit of a stretch, but I can do that because I know I'm going to make $4,000 at least and it's going to be definitely easy to pay and it's going to be comfortable and it's going to be good, right? Of course, it makes sense. If you know that you would do that if you were making the money, then it should be a no-brainer to invest anyway. It is all the more reason to invest anyway, because here's the thing, right? If you're looking at that and going, well, that's what I want, and that's what I desire, and that's what I know is gonna move me to the next level, and if you then say, I can't afford it yet, or I don't know how I'm gonna make that work yet, so I'm not going to do it, you're holding yourself back. But if you look at that and say, yeah, that feels like a stretch, yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna do it yet, yeah, that's gonna be, you know, maybe a bit uncomfortable, that's exactly why you should do it. Instead of thinking to yourself, well, I'm not there yet, I'm not ready yet, that is how you're going to get there. It's kind of like, I was talking about this in a post the other day, where I was talking about how we look at these authors that are making good money, that do have writing time, that do have great publishing timelines, and we kind of look at them and go, well, of course they can do that because they have the money, they have the energy, they have the time, they have the resources. But the thing is, they didn't wake up one day and just have these resources. They committed to creating the resources over time, even when it felt uncomfortable, even when it didn't feel like the right time, even when they weren't ready. That is the only way that they got there. And they are there now because they saw where they needed to be and they saw the requirement for how they were going to get there. And they said, well, regardless of how I feel now or what makes logical sense now, I'm going to do it now because that's how I'm going to get there. That's the only way I'm going to get there. That is the requirement for me to get there. The way that you get somewhere you want to be is by starting to become that person now, by embodying it, by doing the thing now. And I hope that makes sense, right? I think too many people say that they want this thing and they desire this thing, but then they make it an excuse for why they can't do it. And they think to themselves, wow, $5,000 for coaching, that's insane. Who would pay that, right? And it doesn't help. I really think it doesn't help that this industry especially, you know, has the traditional publishing path, which means that there is always, a free path to getting published. And I have this whole YouTube video that I did about how it's not actually free, how like you don't pay anything up front, but you do pay in the long term for traditional publishing. I'm going to link that down below because it's a great secondary topic to this, but I don't want to get into it here. But the thing is, like, there's this expectation that's been created that, like, oh, you shouldn't have to pay for publishing. But the matter of fact is that it's a business. There's always going to be costs. You still need to pay for website hosting and for headshots and for marketing materials and things along the way. And there's payments that come out of your royalties. You are still paying money, even if you're not paying upfront, even if you aren't aware of where things are going and how you're needing to pay for things, right? And so there are these unrealistic expectations and rules in our industry that have resulted from the past and the traditional way of doing things, which is slowly changing. And in this video, I also talk about the earning potential between traditional and self-publishing. And the simple fact is that most people will not be published traditionally. There is just too much gatekeeping going on in that place, in that area. And those people are doing things totally differently to you. And I'm not saying it's bad or wrong, but I am saying that most people have access to a much more lucrative, profitable career path, which is self-publishing, have the ability to make more. And that's the route they're probably going to end up going down anyway if they don't get traditionally published and they still want to get published in general. So I say take your power back. I say fuck what has been done in the past. Fuck what people say things should do or should look like. At the end of the day, everybody in this industry is still running an author business and still needs to treat it like one. So why not just start showing up like you're running a business today, regardless of whether you go down traditional or self-publishing, because you're going to need to adapt the mindset for it anyway to get anywhere. I also totally get how things can feel uncomfortable when you don't know how things are going to work out and you haven't really invested at a certain level before and it feels scary to navigate. So like there was a time when investing like $500 on anything in my business was insane and felt really uncomfortable, and I was not making anywhere near that much in my business. I was making like $40 a week. I didn't know how I was going to do it. It felt like a huge stretch to me. But it also felt like an amount that I could work out and get behind. I didn't know how, but there were some ideas in my mind that I went down and tried out. And that just made sense at the time. It was like, I know I need this amount of support. I need to get the strategy. I need to get the sales foundations. I need to get this and that. So I invested in courses and masterclasses, and I invested, you know, $100, $200, $500. And it felt really uncomfortable every single time because I wasn't making money. And I was like, is this a huge, big risk? Is this like the dumbest thing I ever do? It never was. I always made my investment back. But the point I'm trying to get across is that it feels uncomfortable. It's meant to stretch you, but it's also the right next move because you know intuitively it's the right next move. And then I went up to investing a few thousand every time, and boy, that was uncomfortable. But I still knew that was the next move, and that's where that was the support I desired to have. That was the support that made sense to get me to my next level. So I did it, right? And then when I invested 10K, that was a fucking uncomfortable move. I was barely making $7,000 a year. And I was going to pay this $10,000 investment upfront to hire a coach to move me to my next level, because I knew that, like, see, this is the thing where it made sense, right? I knew that I was going to make six figures, that I was going to get myself there somehow. I had decided and committed to that. I was like, I'm going to do it. This is the thing I'm going to work for. This is the thing I'm stretching for. So how the fuck was I supposed to get to six figures making $500 investments into courses, right? That just doesn't make sense. It makes a lot more sense and feels like a real no-brainer for someone who wants to have a six-figure business to invest 10K in a coach, especially because if they know and expect to make six figures, that 10K is really nothing. So I was barely making $7,000 a year, but at that point, I was able to make $7,000 a year. So I thought that is not so much of a stretch where I know I'm making $7,000, so I only need to make $3,000 more to make my investment back for the year. And if I do that, that's a win. And if I make more than that, that's even more of a win because it's way more than what I've been able to make for the past few years. So I did it. And I made $50,000. So I didn't get to six figures in that year, but I did get halfway and I made significantly more than I had been making in past years. And it was just at that point, the no-brainer next step. It made sense for where I was at. I will say that like a year before, like I was not in a good place in my business. I was one foot in, one foot out, had a plan B, was getting pursued by another company who wanted me to come in and work full time and quit my business and shut the whole thing down because it was a competing business. And I was considering taking the job because it was a dream job. It was a perfect fit. And I decided in that moment, no, I need to see this through. I need to see if I can do it with my business. I need to stay with my business. I have great clients. I'm sad to leave them. I have a great community. I have foundations. I have a great thing going for me. So I stayed with the business and I said no to the opportunity. And that was the moment I fully committed and went all in with the business. And 3 months later, I was booked out for the first time, right? And it was the fact that I no longer had one foot out, one foot in. I had fully decided and committed to show up for the thing. I had fully decided to invest and do whatever it took to do the thing. And that was where I was able to get to the point where I could invest 10K. Because I know that years before that, I definitely would have not been able to invest 10K. It would have been like, shit my pants. This is putting me in jeopardy. This is the worst decision ever, right? And so what I will say is that, like, yes, I think there are times when investing in high-level coaching and investing at a certain price point, you're going to know when it makes sense. You're going to know intuitively that it's the right next step for you. You're going to deeply desire that. I do not want you to invest before that point because it's going to put you in jeopardy. It's not going to feel good. There will be a price point that stretches you and feels uncomfortable, but makes total sense for where you're at. And it's like, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. I'm only making this much at the moment, but I also feel that this is the thing I need that is going to give me what I need to get to the next point. That is the intuitive pulse you should trust, not just getting into high ticket for the sake of getting into high ticket coaching, right? Unless you really feel that you can do it. That's where the confidence and clarity comes in. You have to actually want it and desire it and feel that you can do it. In a moment, I'm going to talk a bit about like this codependency that goes on with coaching. So I'll circle back to that. But just to finish up this point, the thing is that if you truly desire to be at a certain place with your author business and you are not currently making decisions or investing in alignment with where you desire to be, that is the required move. That is your next move. That is the thing you need to do. You don't wait till it feels ready. You don't wait for the money to magically fall into your lap. You work it out. And if you don't know how to work it out, you do the mindset work. If you're not in alignment with that price point of that investment, you do the mindset work and the inner work to get into alignment with it so you can do it. Or you ask for payment plans, or you ask if you can figure out a payment method that works, or you ask if they have something else that will get you to a similar next step or to an in-between next step, or if there's something you can take that is designed to get you to that high ticket container, you ask for those options. You don't just say, oh my God, that feels so scary and I don't know if I can do it and I'm not gonna do it. Do it incrementally. This is also why people don't just jump and start investing, you know, like $100,000 into a one-on-one coach right off the bat, because that would be a really big stretch. And while some people can probably get behind that, it really is about what you can get behind. But this is why you might start out investing in a mastermind first. And that might feel really scary, but it's like what you can get behind. It's what you can make work. It's what you can get your mindset in alignment with. It's what you can get behind in a sense of thinking, I'm confident and clear that I can show up for this and I can make my investment back and I'm not going to feel really stressed out the entire time and requiring that my coach hold my hand and really show up and relying on the coach to get me results so that I can pay off the installments. You don't want to be in that place with it. You want to be in a place of like, I'm responsible for meeting these payments regardless of what results come out of the container. I'm responsible for showing up and committing and doing the work to get the results. And I know I can do it. And I just need the support to help me do it. That's the place you want to be investing in, right? So I really don't believe in this codependency with coaching. I really don't believe in having clients that need me to hold their hand to get through everything and are requiring me to get them results so that they can pay for their coaching, right? Especially because here's the thing, right? Like at the end of the day, I can't actually get the results for you. I can guide you. I can support you. I'm really good at what I do. But at the end of the day, you have to be willing to show up and do the work and get uncomfortable and work for your mindset shit and implement good habits and show up consistently. You have to be the one to actually get up and do the work for you to get results. I cannot just step in and do the work for you. So I'm here to support you in doing the work, but you first have to come into the container from a place of knowing I can do the work. I want to do the work. I actually want this enough to make this investment, this high ticket investment, and spend this much money and have skin in the game, and then be committed to a container that's gonna support me in doing this hard work that I otherwise was not able to do on my own because it was hard. Because that's why I need the container, because that's why I need the support, because it's hard and it's not easy and it's easier to do it with support behind you and to not have to do it alone. And so understanding why you're making an investment, the place you're making an investment from, the results and the commitment required is going to help you to make the right investments and feel good about getting behind them, especially if it's stretching you, especially if it's an investment that doesn't quite make sense for where you're at, but you know it's going to get you to the next step. If you're coming at it from the right place and investing from the right mindset and from the right intention, right? The way I like to look at it is that these high level containers are there to elevate you, to calibrate you to a new energy, to support you in reaching a new mindset level and developing new beliefs, developing supportive habits, all the things, going really deep and personalized, right? They're there to support you in doing those things rather than solving a specific problem for you. Now, it doesn't mean that it can't solve a problem, but the point is if you're investing from the mindset of, I don't want to do any work and I just want to make this investment and magically have my problems be solved and have my coach like handhold me the entire time, that's the wrong energy to come at it from. That's why it's not working. I would not want people to invest in my containers from that place. I especially feel really blessed that people who are very new to authorship and don't understand what coaching is or how it works don't just jump into my one-on-one containers for this reason and are repelled by the price point, because I know they wouldn't show it up. I know they wouldn't show up for the container in the right place with the right intention. They would come at it expecting it to be like a Q&A call, right? And then they're not going to ask the right questions. They're not going to put in the right level of commitment. That's also why the price point is kind of high, because it's supposed to repel people who are not a good fit, and it's supposed to magnetize people who are ready and committed and want to stretch themselves and jump to a new level. So that's also very intentional on my part. And that means that when you do join a group program and you're going to be in there with other people who are all aiming for the same kind of growth and goals and intentions, you're going to be there in there with people who want to use the space correctly, who want to get the right results, who are there to support you, instead of having people who want to like suck the life from the container and just ask a million questions and ditch and run and not put in any work and then complain about how they didn't get results. Because that's not going to serve you and it's not going to serve them. And I'm really protective in the sense that I don't want that to be the going case for my clients, right? I don't want that to impact other clients. So it's all very intentional in that sense. So I know this has been a bit of a long episode and I've been rambling, so I'm going to wrap this up. But just to recap, like we kind of covered what high-level coaching is. We covered what it isn't. We covered why it's different to investing in the strategy and foundation levels of getting support and like what you can actually expect from a high-level container. We talked about why it's priced that high and what the worth of it is and like how it's going to give you that personalization. We talked about how to invest high ticket, how to do it from the right place, how to know if it's a hell yes pull if you're desiring it for the right reasons, and if you're showing up and committing to it for the right reasons. We talked about how to make those big bold moves and trust in your big bold moves. And that was pretty much all we talked about. So I hope this episode has been really helpful for you. I really wanted to riff on it. I felt like this is too long for a post. It's too long. And I wanted to have the space to really think about what I was saying. So I didn't want it to be a live stream because I wrote a lot of these points down. So I hope it's been helpful. I put a lot of thought into implementing, executing, and articulating everything I talked about in this episode. So if you did find it helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Please DM me and just let me know this was great, because I'd just love to hear it. That is all for today. I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Paperback Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are 3 steps you can take to help it reach more fellow authors just like you. First, leave a review for your favorite streaming platform. It helps out like you wouldn't believe. Second, tag me on Instagram at pagan@paperback or use the hashtag #ThePaperbackPodcast and share this episode. And third, come join us in the Facebook group, the Paperback Podcast Community, where you'll be the first to hear about new episodes and you'll get an additional live training from me every month. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll chat to you in the next episode.